You sit there, pretty clear, saying, oh, well, yeah, I'm not over there, and I'm there, okay. How certain are you you're not over there? Oh, why, He's not certain of it at all. He has never addressed the problem. You're making him look. You're making him inspect the thing. You're making him actually know whether or not he is. Up to that time, he's been skating along on 2 feet above the clouds, and he has never, to that moment that you ask him, how certain are you, he has never, for a moment, looked. That's one thing a machine can't be, is certain. A machine can't be certain. Well, if that's so important, then you would of necessity have to include it in your auditing all the time, wouldn't you? You sure do. How many times per hour should you get a communication change on the pre-clear? At least 15 times an hour. At least once every 4 minutes. If you're not getting a communication change on the pre-clear every 4 minutes, you're not auditing worth a nickel. Your auditing is very mediocre. This is a self-criticism that will sit there at any time. I don't care whether you're dealing with the last 10% or the first 50% of the cases we were talking about. If you're not getting consistent and continual communication change on the pre-clear, if his communication lag isn't getting slower or faster, if his perceptions are not getting brighter and dimmer, you see, I said just change. I didn't say which direction. Better or worse, doesn't matter. Get change. You're not changing anything unless you're changing communication. And if this perception change does not take place every 4 minutes, then your pre-clear is not auditing on any certainties whatsoever. It's just open and shut. Simple as that. You've audited him for about 5 minutes. You've been saying, give me some places where you're not, and so forth. And you ask him at the end of about 2-3 minutes. You said, you didn't notice any communication change in the way he was responding to you. So you ask him, is the room getting brighter or dimmer or anything like that? And he looks around. He says, no. And you say, all right, give me some more places where you're not, and so forth. And you don't notice any communication shift. He isn't talking to you after longer pauses, and he isn't talking to you more quickly than before. And the room isn't getting any brighter and any dimmer. So forth, and you've been auditing 5 minutes. Boy, you're a schnook. So, you're just being stupid. What's the idea of sitting there and wasting 5 minutes? You should have been able to tell by the expression on his face or the way he was holding his feet or something of the sort. You should have been able to tell just by sort of intuition before that that this boy wasn't certain where he was going, what he was doing. Very possibly it was indicated on such a case that you find something in the room. He's certain is there. And I would find this fellow look around the room and say, oh, I'm sure the whole room's here. Yes, sir. You say, shut your eyes. Shut your eyes. All right. Now tell me what the realest thing in the room is. There isn't anything real in the room. Oh, wait. Yes, there is. Yes. There's the pressure against my back. That's real. You say, fine, all right. Now, some pressure against your back. Now, is there anything else that is real? Say, it sure is black. That's real. Okay. You're auditing a thetan. And as long as you let the fellow look around with his messed eyes, you're letting the body continue to evaluate for a thetan. So what's wrong with him? The body tells him everything. The body tells him where he is and what he's doing and how it feels. And then the body tells him. Well, how would you like to have your mother standing in front of you 24 hours a day saying, now you're right here in this room. Now you're sitting in that chair. Now you're standing up. Now you're walking. Now you were hungry, now you were tired. How would you like that? 24 hours a day. Do you think anybody would be very sane if he had his mother 24 hours telling him what to think, what he was looking at, where he was feeling anything, what he was about to do, where he was to go, and where he was? Oh, that guy'd be crazy, wouldn't he? Well, that's about the condition the thetan is in the last 10%. 24 hours a day, his eyes are telling him where he is. the seat of his pants, telling him whether he's standing up or sitting down. The feeling of his lips, the feeling of his teeth, the moisture in his mouth are telling him where he is located, what he's eating, what he isn't eating. The pangs in his stomach tell him whether he's hungry or not. He just connects everything with these evaluated messages. Believe me, it is the body evaluating for the Thetan. That last 10%, that's all that's wrong with them, is every single thing they think, they feel, is told to them. They're told to feel it by the body. Now, the body can't create anything in terms of energy. It can't create energy. It can only convert energy. So you'll find this last 10% totally convinced that they can't create, but that the body can convert. They know they can convert energy, but that they can't create any. So you find merely taking up the profession of engineering is enough to put an awful lot of men straight into the last 10%. Because they're studying the messed universe to find out what happens. The messed universe creates no energy. The messed universe only converts energy. So they can't create. So where does this put them? This puts them on the middle of the messed universe curve. That curve is create, survive, destroy. The three positions of the curve. Create, survive, destroy. Early part of that curve, of course, is creativeness. It starts in of just creating space, creating energy to locate in space, so forth. Well, so nothing in the messed universe is on that end of it, is it? Well, it must be up there near the center someplace. The guy must be jammed at center. Well, create, survive, destroy also matches the communication curve, which is source point, distance, receipt point. And because it matches that curve, what do we find? We find that an individual, as he drifts away from being able to create, also drifts away from the other end of the scale. He drifts up toward the center from both ends. So this fellow can't destroy anything. This fellow can't create anything. And boy, when he's exactly in the middle of that scale, he's being a rock forever. And it's what he is. Because life can create, and life can destroy, and life can change, but the physical universe can't. Now, when an individual has agreed thoroughly with the entire physical universe and finds himself under the gun 24 hours a day of an animal which is evaluating for him by being evaluated for, he's in bad shape, which is to say, the body knows where it is because the walls are where they are. And the Thetan knows where he is because the body is looking for him and feeling for him and giving effort for him and so on. Well, there's that last 10%. There also is a shadow of all of Homo sapiens. There's some of this in every case. But in the last 10, it's damn near, it's practically gone. You say, where are you to the guy? I'm right here. He is the body. But he is the body without knowing he's the body, because he is the body and then is something else. This fellow is the body, but then he can't even be a body. See, so he's gone on an inversion. He's you might say, he's a Thetan in a body which is being a bedpost. No, you get this. The body is being something else, too. Well, cracking that last 10%, that's the stuff. Okay, how do you do it? Obviously, to take violent, frantic techniques. It's a desperate condition, so obviously it would take very desperate measures, wouldn't it? Well, the best way to do it, really, you might say, is run engrams while giving him an electric shock. That seems to be very fitting. Well, no, maybe that isn't desperate enough. Maybe you give him a prefrontal lobotomy after he's been given an electric shock and then key him in real good by an implant in the middle of it. Maybe that's the best way. Well, that doesn't seem desperate enough. Maybe the best way to do this is to give him a prefrontal lobotomy while he's being stretched on a rack. Maybe that might do it. That is the way thinking has gone on this subject in the past. This last 10% isn't necessarily psycho. You see, psychosis is a specialized condition which doesn't have much to do with exteriorization or interiorization. Psychosis is simply brought about by the types of postulates the thetan has made and is committed to. That's psychosis. You can go up to a lot of psychotics and say, be 3 feet back of your head. Bing, they're 3 feet back of your head. Send them on a grand tour. Exteriorize them, interiorize them from a lot of objects. Remedy their havingness. They're saved. They're able. Beautiful shit. Why? Because you got them out to a position where they could change their mind. No, this other is a condition which is mainly mechanical. Has much to do with a fellow's sanity. It's just that the individual is junior to and is copying the physical universe. Now let's take one idea that he certainly has in common. All these cases have this idea in common. They think that the physical universe provides them with all of their thinkingness and ideas. They have negated against themselves as a source of original ideas. They must have been told it by the physical universe. It must have been done before, and so forth. In other words, they are a pattern whose behavior derives from the behavior of energy. They pattern all their conduct on how energy and objects behave. They follow straight in the groove. You find that Newton's three laws apply, and they will apply to their behavior. If somebody gets mad at them, then they must get mad at that person. Stimulus response. Duplication from an effect viewpoint. They're not a causative viewpoint. They're not really an effect. They're sort of midway between. But if the energy does so and so, then they can do thus and so, you see? If I have enough gasoline, then I will be able to get from here to Keokuk. You see, the car, gasoline, the conversion of, then I'll get to Keokuk. But this, they're totally convinced of. It would never occur to them that they could say, okay, I'm in Keokuk. Bing, there's Keokuk. Their idea to be in Keokuk means to them to have to take a body to Keokuk. Well, this hasn't anything to do with them being in Keokuk. But if the energy will do it, they can. In other words, energy gives them permission. Now, such cases, if you've got the idea of this case standing there, and the messed universe giving them orders, and they kept saluting and saying, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes. That's all this case does, particularly this last 10%. The wall says so-and-so, they say, yes, sir. The floor, so-and-so, yes, sir. The headache says thus, so, yes, sir. Yes, sir, yes, sir. I agree, yes, sir, I obey. You see? Somebody comes up to them and says, you know what they're wearing this season? They're all wearing straw hats. So they say, yes, sir, buy a straw hat. The slightest hint. But this is the agreed-upon thing would immediately cause them to agree. Well, everybody's got that to some degree, but this last 10% we're talking about has got it to a point where they can't do anything else. And you would come up to them and say, well, everybody's buying straw hats this year. Why, this person would say, I won't buy a straw hat. I won't. Oh, and they see did the straw hat. And they go down and buy a straw hat. They're in a perpetual struggle, really, to get out of it and miring themselves deeper in it. But they're in a ghastly frame of mind. Well, if an auditor doesn't know his business, they'll put an auditor in a ghastly frame of mind, too. My golly, you brought them up half a tone on the E-meter. You straightened out all of the problem they ever had about their small boy that they hit in the head with an axe by accident when they were three or something. You straightened this out. They no longer have any horrible fixation on the subject of women. They say, well, women can walk down the street. perfectly all right for women to walk down the street. You know, before this, they said, any woman that walks down the street ought to be hanged. You know? This was their general idea. And you straighten this out. They look at you, and they say, well, in view of the fact nothing happened in this session. You say, my God. They're still dramatizing the one command of the messed universe, which is don't change. Which is you can't change. You must remain the same. And they're still obeying that command. No matter what you changed in them, then they would just stimulus response tell you that nothing had changed. This is heartbreaking. Well, everybody does this to some slight degree, but not like that last 10%. Okay. What is then our problem? It's to get them the hell out so that they can get some kind of uncontaminated truth quick. That's our problem. What do we have to do that? Well, in view of the fact that they study impacts continually, you better get them off of impacts. How do you get them off of impact? Well, their universes must be dovetailed with the messed universe with great thoroughness and with other people's universes. You better get them separated out to some degree. Because they're subject to postulates that aren't their own postulates, so on. But they can run a lot of processes like beingness or universe processing. Of these processes, universe processing is the best process. So, impacts, you see, have sort of welded two or more universes together. So, you'd better just find out, as well as you can, which two universes you're going to spring apart first and just spring them. In other words, unburden the cases in terms of springing the universes off of them. Let's get them out of Papa's universe. They're fighting Papa's universe so doggone hard. They're not only stuck in the messed universe, but they've left that. They're fighting Papa's universe. Oh, Papa's safe anyplace. Papa looms everywhere. Papa's this and that and so forth. And yet if you ask them real quick or ran a technique on them for a little while, you would find out that their body was Papa's property. Then they were being put up against their will, usually, as Papa's mock-up. They're in Papa's universe. Papa's the god of that universe. So, of course, all mock-ups in that universe are put up by Papa. This is elementary. This person's going through life protesting against the fact that he's Papa's mock-up and that Papa is actually putting up him as a mock-up. Or that he's in Mama's universe, too, and Mama's putting him up as a mock-up. See? Or he's in the universe of the Navy, and the Navy's putting him up as a mock-up. He can't put up his own mock-up. He's being put up as a mock-up. Well, if he's being put up as a mock-up, he, of course, is not doing the primary and principal thing which a Thetan is doing, which is putting up a mock-up. Thetan's trying to put up mock-ups and take down other people's mock-ups. Well, if he's in Papa's universe, then Papa must be putting him up as a mock-up. So, of course, his self-determinism's gone by the boards. It's all contingent upon the machinery laid in by Papa, because this is all Papa's universe. If you were to ask him on an e-meter, who owns everything? It'd probably go, zing. You could probably ask him, well, if Mom owned everything, Papa owned everything, your first wife owned everything, your grandpa owned everything. Maybe God owns everything. Well, somewhere along the line, you're going to get a hell of a bomb. It's going to go zoom. Who owns everything? In other words, who owns the universe you were in? In other words, whose universe are you in? Now, you find out that is, to a large degree, the trouble with this case, is he is obedient to the God of the universe, and he doesn't have one himself. He doesn't think he has any. He's just obeying the God of the universe, and that God is telling him, if he's just in the physical universe, it's telling him, stick together. Stay inside. You were a body. Be something. Don't be nothing. Be something. All right, if he's just in the physical universe, he's being told that all the time. Well, let's say he's in Papa's universe, and Papa kept saying to him,
well, you have to be a credit to me, you have to make something of yourself and so forth. What would you think all those people out there would think of a son of mine? See? He's just going along all the way through life. Well, I hope those people aren't thinking anything bad now for a son of Papa's. I hate Papa. Papa's no good. Gee whiz. It's like an atheist, you know? Did you ever see an atheist at work? An atheist believes more solidly in God than any Christian I ever met. There is no God. Boy. Talk about violence. Well, let's just compare this now to the relationship of this guy or girl to Papa. There is no Papa. Papa didn't make this universe. I am not subject to the laws of Papa. Meantime, he's going along. Boy, does he believe in the laws of Papa. That's what makes him fight. He knows he does believe, so he has to fight to unbelieve enough to retain some tiny thread of self-respect. Well, we just start asking him, where's Papa safe? And we go on from there. We put him on an e-meter, and we discover whose universe he was in by just asking who owns everything. And we would find the deepest curve. We would take somebody there, not necessarily the toughest one, but we would take one of these universes, and we would run it in this fashion. You say, all right, now let's spot a number of places where Papa is safe. Now, if he's thoroughly enmeshed in Papa's universe, something very interesting occurs. We have to run the other side of the bracket. I said earlier it wasn't very necessary to run the other side of the bracket. But we're talking about this 10% now. In most cases, it isn't necessary. On this 10%, let's run the rest of the bracket. Because this case is really down the spout. Now, we want to know, then, we could just make it standard practice, and then nobody'd miss at all. Now, let's see. Where does Papa believe you are safe? Get the places where Papa could put you where you're safe. And a fellow starts spotting it around, and the first thing you know, every time he gets this idea, it's a mock-up of Papa that sort of pops out of his body. He'll comment on this to you. Where is Papa putting him that he's safe? Then we get the idea of Papa being out there and placing the preclear as a mock-up around in various proper places where preclear would be safe. And the next thing you know, the preclear takes a good look at it, and they're not mock-ups of himself. They have turned into mock-ups of Papa. They're liable to start out as mock-ups of himself or herself, and then they promptly flick to a mock-up of Papa. Curious phenomenon, isn't it? Little Papa, by duplication, was, of course, trying to duplicate himself. He wanted this person, this son, this child, to be exactly like himself. So, of course, he has granted beingness to the preclear to such an extent that the preclear is being otherwise monitored than by his own energy. This is just about as mechanical as you can get. Papa's still monitoring this preclear. Papa's laid enough energy into him, so it still motivates him. He's subject to Papa's universe, and then subject to the physical universe, and then subject to his body's universe. Oh, boy. So we got a tangle of universes, and of course it was difficult to take this last 10% apart. How do we take it apart now? Repeat this. You just separate the universes on the basis of finding the universe which he seems to be thoroughly stuck in, and finding places where the God of that universe is safe. Well, he just keeps this up. If it bogs somewhere along the line, have him find where the God of the universe would put him so he could be safe. Put the preclear so the preclear could be safe. That'll run the other edge off. You find the preclear thoroughly objects to being put up as somebody else's mock-up. As a matter of fact, you're liable to forget that as part of the process, merely because you might object so thoroughly to somebody putting up you as a mock-up. See that? Where would Papa place you so that you would be safe, so he could know you were safe? We don't care about the other phenomena that go along with it. You just play it back and forth, and you will alternately run out of places where Papa's safe and find lots of places where Papa's safe, and then find practically no places, and then find lots of places, and then find no place. And all of a sudden, there's a sort of a spung, and the universes actually go apart. You can really sense their parting. When they really part. Now, there may be so many people whose universes the pre-clears in that you have to take apart about a dozen of them before you can finally get one of them to fly away. But if you've tapped 18 or 20 universes, let's make sure you spring all of them eventually, huh? Just keep a record of it. Pre-clear's not likely to. You'd certainly get somebody exteriorized. Now, you'll get a heavy forward flow, which is one of the interesting manifestations. From a spot in front of the preclear, usually through the preclear's body, every time you start running a universe in which the preclear is hung up, he gets a flow. I said a forward flow, it's a forward flow from that universe. The preclear is in it. Energy sort of moves through the preclear. He gets an actual manifestation of moving spaces and energy if you're tapping it. If you were to ask any woman, where are men safe? And get her to spot these places, one after the other, where men would be safe. She'd tell you usually, first off, that they'd be safe anywhere. Why, she'd get this sensation of a flow from in front of her, back through her. Similarly, anybody she has anything to do with is liable to start up one of these flows. Well, that flow itself tends to pin the preclear in the body. He starts to move out of the body, this flow starts, so he moves straight back into the body, and he holds on because he starts to move against his will. He's still holding on to a piece of energy, and this piece of energy starts to float, you might say, in this flow, and he doesn't exteriorize then. He stays in the body. He's pinned there by flows which are liable to go into motion if he shifts or moves. So the thought of shifting and moving is enough to cause him to hold on convulsively. Now, there's one point in this we mustn't neglect in universe processing. One point in that we mustn't neglect. And that is the fact that your last 10% almost uniformly is packing around one or more, quote, theta bodies. He has a body of his own mocked up to comply with the physical body he is occupying. This he had at the assumption when he first picked up this physical body he's got. It's usually a black body. It is tailored in various ways, but we won't worry you too much about that. Let's just find places where a theta body would be safe if one shows up. Now, the way one would show up is he's liable to feel a very heavy pressure against his face, very, very solid, or against his mouth. Now, pressure against his face, mouth, or against the front of his body, as though there's a being or something stuck there, is an indication of the existence of one of these theta bodies. And until you free that theta body, you don't free the basic universe he's stuck in. But remember, you'll probably have to free Papa's or a lot of other universes first, and this theta body universe is liable to show up. This time it'll blow. You'll get the idea it's a universe full of demons and all sorts of weird things. We don't care about that. We're just interested in exteriorizing him, and that's the way we do it.